What's up? Gotta love the Foo Fighters, you know? And we gotta love Kel DeRoy. Senator Kel DeRoy is running for governor here. That is the,
how about that for a transition?
For the state of Wisconsin. I wanted to, you said something on the other side that interested me, because, you know, we've had people running for governor on the show before, and we really haven't talked much about the differences with the candidates. And like, what, talk about that. Well, you know, you said there's differences in like the people with the pro-choice issues. Yeah, I'd love to hear your take on that.
Sure. I mean, I've you know, spent my career standing up and being a champion for women's reproductive rights.
You have, yes.
From abortion to sex ed to access to IVF.
And you've been amazing at that, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, it's a really important issue, right? Yeah. There's never a moment in which a politician knows better than you and your doctor what the right thing is for you and your health and your family, right? Politicians should just not be in that realm.
Correct.
And, you know, Wisconsin has some of the most restrictive abortion laws in the nation. And there are other candidates in this race that have said they're not going to seek any changes to Wisconsin.
What? Laws. Not on the left.
They will. Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah. And another example is healthcare, right? I have a deep background in healthcare. The last time we expanded Badger Care, I helped lead that fight as the vice chair of the Committee on Health, and 80,000 previously uninsured Wisconsinites got covered. And that was wonderful. And, you know, for the last 15 years, we fought for Medicaid expansion. But unfortunately, what the federal government has done with this big, ugly bill last summer is they have taken that option functionally off the table for Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And there are still Democratic candidates out there touting Badger Care expansion as it's their whole health plan. And I just think we got to be honest with people that is, first of all, that was never going to be adequate to cover many people and to make healthcare more affordable. I mean, we absolutely should have done it. It would have been a no-brainer. But we got to have something different now, because this regime is not going to let us continue to expand Medicaid at this point. So I launched CalDeCare, which is a plan to open up the state's health insurance program, the very same insurance that I get as a state employee, and allow anybody to be able to buy in. Then you could be part of a huge pool. So if you are an individual or a small business owner, or even if you, I was talking to a woman who owns a mid-sized manufacturing company in North Central Wisconsin. And, you know, she talked about how much time she spends as a business owner every year trying to find cheaper insurance and negotiating with their insurance company on these premium increases. And if she could just have the stability of high quality nonprofit insurance like the state has, these are our nonprofit providers. And it's a competitive marketplace. So there are some natural incentives that kind of help keep the price lower. Then that would free up a lot of her time and money that could then go into higher wages for her workers.
Yeah. And it's, I share, you know, I'm a business owner too. That's, and I, one of my big things is to be able to provide good health insurance. And it's expensive for me and for us. That's very hard. Right. So yeah, that would be huge. I am very surprised though, because I feel like I'm a pretty in tune person, and I didn't realize that there was someone that candidates on the left that have said that they wouldn't change the reproductive laws. I have always said that that decision for a woman should be between them and their doctor, not even, you know, their spouses or partners. It's between them and their doctor. And there are legislators that want it to be between the woman, the doctor, and Andre Jacques. And I think that that's absolutely insane. And we shouldn't keep that. So that would be, that's wrong.
Well, I totally agree. And I think, you know, the problem is that it isn't really just a binary choice, whether abortion is criminalized and illegal the way Republicans want, or legal and available. Right. There's this whole gray area. And Wisconsin, you know, abortion is legal up to a certain point. But, you know, there are tragic stories. You know, a mom of two was pregnant with their wanted third child. They got a diagnosis at the 20-week ultrasound, as often happens, that there was a fetal anomaly and very serious health problems that jeopardized her life. She wasn't able to get the care that she needed to terminate that pregnancy and save her future fertility from her own doctor in her own community. She had to travel hours away to another state to get the care that she needed to save her life and, you know, protect her family and her future fertility. And I think that's outrageous. We make it very difficult and onerous for people to access abortion care. I don't think we should be doing that. I think we should be letting people, trusting people to make their own decisions and not have political interference.
Right. Yeah. I mean, at that stage in pregnancy, these people have, you know, a name picked out many times and a nursery that's getting ready, right, and they're excited and they get some horrific, horrific news. That should not be the time where, yeah, I'm going to throw him his name again. André Jacques steps in the room and says, oh, sorry. No,
right.
That's so inappropriate.
Exactly. And, you know, and again, we shouldn't be telling doctors that they have to give women false information, under the guise of informed consent, right? We have these biased counseling laws. We have mandatory delays. We have bans on insurance coverage in Wisconsin. There's all kinds of terrible restrictions on abortion. But you know what we don't have here? We don't have a statutory right to access birth control. And you know why? Because every single Republican in the state Senate voted against it. That's why.
That's insane.
Because, you know, there are very powerful anti-choice groups that are also opposed to birth control. They want to say birth control and abortion are the same thing, and we should be restricting them in the same ways. And I don't think that's where Wisconsinites are.
No.
You know, abortion is not controversial. No. The vast majority of Wisconsinites and Americans, 80%, want government out of these decisions. They do not want politicians in there. And it makes sense, right? Because we all deserve the chance to live our own lives, and we all know how we can be healthy and should be able to build our families the way that we want to.
Yeah, we've got State Senator Kelda Royz here. We're going to talk on the other side of, you talked about your plans. Let's talk about them. Find out. Stick around here on the Rational Revolution. I am Mark Becker, and we'll see you right after this.